This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. You've been hearing a lot this morning about the top of the ballot this November. Let's spend a moment down ballot. Senate and House elections that are also crucial in terms of how power and therefore resources are apportioned in America. And that's where the big conservative funders, the Koch brothers and some others, are focusing their campaign money now. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
It's no secret that the Kochs don't care for Donald Trump and won't be giving him any money for his campaign. But the decision to focus down ballot seems also about getting bang for your buck.
A little money goes a long way at the local level.
That's Josh Stewart with the Sunlight Foundation, which tracks money in politics. He says the Kochs are good at business, and this is just another business move.
Presidential election's going to cost in the billions on each side. So if you spend $50 million, that's a drop in the bucket.
And it's not just the Kochs. Other donors are following suit. Eleanor Neff Powell teaches political science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. She says that's because a lot of that money is less concerned about particular candidates, but instead particular issues.
It's strategically, in terms of sort of impact on policymaking, it's not a crazy decision.
A group backed by the Kochs said it will invest almost $4 million in Ohio, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. Those are important battleground states and keys to keeping the Republican majority in Congress. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.